aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel. And you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them!
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
Next thing they'll be breeding us like cattle for food. You gotta tell them.
All right, Victor Boot joins us in the third hour. Massive news in the fourth as well. I want to open the phones up in this hour. Let's just put 10... calls on the board because I don't want to have anybody left on when we go to the next guest. I want to hear from military personnel again, but I'm going to put them to the head of the line. Anybody who's a first-time caller or military personnel, if you're not a first-time caller, current, former, Middle East expertise, your take, disagree, agree, got a point you want to add, think I'm wrong about something. We don't screen your calls, meaning we don't ask what you want to talk about so we can decide not to have you on. Oh, no, we don't want that today. That's how people do. Just have a clean phone line. If you want to let us know the topic, we'll put it up there. If not, you just say no topic. You know. The point is that this is unfiltered to millions of people. This is real. Most talk radio is completely manipulated. All right? They put the callers on they want. We just raw. As long as you got a good phone line and get to your point. But just be ready with your point because I want to move quick here. 877-789-2539 on this war, 39 days into it, where it's going, Trump's ultimatums, classic genocide threats. I mean, now this will make very easy prosecution of Trump for this by him saying that this is what this is. I'm going to get to that in a moment. Terrible. I am just beside myself. Not pleased about this. But I must tell you what I believe is accurate. I must morally what my conscience tells me to do, I must do it. I am absolutely distraught. I involuntarily yesterday during a break started crying. And I'm a tough guy. I don't really cry when family dies. I love them. I already knew it was coming. I care about them. I'll cry like a year later when I'm driving home from work and when grandma dies and suddenly it hits you. But at the time, I'm in control. This was tears of just frustration and pain at how horrible this is. So much good has happened, and now it's gone so bad. And when you study this stuff and you know geopolitics and the military and the economy and how the systems work, it's just so bad, folks. Maybe you think I'm wrong. Boy, I wish you could convince me I was wrong. Man, I wish this could get shut down quickly. But I told you, it's a trap of the globalist. It's COVID 2.0, like I said. Now, everybody's saying that it is. Larry Fink's saying, and he loves it. This is how they derail our recovery. This is how they knock America down again. Because Israel got control of Trump's brain. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. We'll take your calls. Here's the Drudge headlines. And you know, in the past, a lot of times they were deceptive because I know the topics. But now, nope, people that are anti-Trump, they don't have to make stuff up anymore because he's gone sideways so bad. Trump unhinged. Whole civilization will die tonight. That's a quote. Nuke warning. Countdown to latest deadline. Iran calls for human chains, and they're out there. We'll get to that in a moment. Men, women, and in some cases children, and I think that's wrong, but it's really wrong. He's dropping the bombs on them, going around the power plants and bridges to stop it. Got to admire the courage, though. But I've looked at a bunch of videos. I might see somebody looks like they're 15 or something there, but that's maybe they ran out there on their own and did it. You know, 15-year-olds do what they want. The media's making about that. How about the bombs that are coming to blow up civilian infrastructure? Think we got a bunch of Americans we were being attacked like this to go out and do that? Used to, yeah. I don't know about now. I mean, you got to got problems with Iran, but you got to admire their salt. Just saying. But the big news, according to the genocide definition, is that Israel and the United States started early this morning bombing their bridges and their train tracks and their power systems, and they had until 8 o'clock tonight. And then I looked. That's when Iran broke any contact saying, you're liars. You just want to get a fix on where we're at so you can bomb us. They zoom in, they can track it back and see where they're at. And Trump's all pissed off because he's communicating with couriers and paper. That's how most intelligence agencies still do it if you really want something secret, dummies. I mean, the audience, people that don't understand that. Mark Levin, I don't know anything about the military, but we got an incredible military that can handle all this. Yeah, you don't know about the military, buddy. You're a BS writer, neocon joke. You don't know anything about this stuff. You don't study this stuff. You don't care. It's all about your rhetoric. That's why you're wrong. So MTG said, 25th Amendment, not a single bomb is dropped on America. We cannot kill an entire civilization. This is evil and madness. I talked to her in the morning right before she put that out. She's coming on tomorrow. A whole civilization will die tonight. Trump's menacing Truth Social post. Trump calls for a nuclear strike as demands grow for removal of office. Political world reacts to Trump's stunning new Iran threat. Trump's openly genocidal threat ignites global panic. Military needs a revolt. I don't agree with that statement, but that's what's being said. Trump's Iran threat that a whole civilization will die, condemned by both sides of the aisle, evil and madness. Allies fear they are tied to an erratic U.S. and now have nowhere to turn. And then all his ultimatums he didn't follow through with. But he did this time. Oh, you got till late tonight. Oh, I'll start this morning. Iran calls for human chains. They're now doing it. Show some B-roll of that. Iranians voice shock and defiance in face of Trump's latest deadline. Vile on every level. Tucker Carlson rips Donald Trump Easter's rant about, you know, Allah Akbar and F you and I'm going to kill everybody. Alex Jones calls on Trump's removal. How do we 25th Amendment him? MAGA shop closes down after sales dip with owner blaming Trump's Iran war. They're gone to zero. That's what I'm getting on the ground. But Trump, oh, CNN poll, 100% of people support this. National polls, 80%+ against it, bipartisan. Every 99% of the Trump supporters I've talked to are completely freaked out. I talk to family, friends every day. Lawyers and accountants were here today. They're Trump supporters. They're just like, what the hell? Russian colonel issues 10-day nuclear strike warning. The time has come. See, once we start doing it, it's over. So, oh, and remember Trump, we're going to find out who that journalist is. We're going to prosecute them for saying that this airman was shot down, the weapons officer, the colonel, as if the Iranians didn't know all those helicopters flying around. Now they're saying it was air support for a uranium extraction mission that failed. They blew the planes up, just like 79 with the Delta Force rescue mission. And that's the intel I'm getting. It was a failed mission that Trump then spun about, oh, we saved the pilot. So you kill a bad story with a new story. But here he is. Journalist who first broke missing airman scoop steps forward after Trump's jail threat, vows to protect sources. The Israeli journalist has come out and admitted to being the first to drop the bombshell. Robert Barnes did this before it broke yesterday. That's how dialed in that guy is. Talk about a brain bug. I mean, in a nice way. That's from Starship Troopers. And so, Trump will probably give him an award now. Oh, you're Israeli? Well, that's good now. Wow. And I'm not saying the guy should be jailed. I mean, he got it from a source. It's like obvious that's going on. You don't think the Iranians, when they shoot down a plane, don't see parachutes? I mean, just come on. But Trump shut up real quick. It's Israeli? Oh, gosh. Let me don't talk about that. Amazing. Now, genocide is the destruction of a culture, a civilization, a people that have unique traits. And so when Trump came out and said in multiple posts yesterday and today on Truth Social that we'll destroy a whole civilization, will die tonight, never to be brought back again, and other similar statements, it's the definition of terrorism to say, do what I say, unconditional surrender, or I will destroy you all. That's the alien to show up and say, we'll blow up your whole planet if you don't give up. That's a black flag with a skull and crossbones, meaning if you resist, you're all dead. If they have blood dripping out of the skull, that was the pirate communication. I mean, we're going to kill you even if you fight. The really crazy pirates flew those flags. Like, don't matter if you give up or you fight, you're dead. No quarter taken, no quarter given. The black flag with a skull and crossbones means, look it up. So flags are, it's old-fashioned communication, didn't have internet back then. Like a white flag with a black spot meant we got plague on the ship. White flag means we give up. Lots of stuff. Skull and crossbones means if you resist, you're dead. But most of the pirates flew it with blood dripping. Look it up. Little blood teardrops. You see that? A lot of them will have the devil on it too with blood dripping saying, we're going to rape and murder you all. So Trump's like, total surrender. And total surrender in the law books means we can kill you all after you surrender. And Tucker said that because he's a scholar. Look it up, what total surrender means. And they went, oh, my God, he's insane. They're claiming, you know, Trump's going to destroy them all. And now Trump has said that. See, these military pennants and symbols, they all mean things as international communication. So when you say total surrender, it means you just give up. Total unconditional means you will do whatever we say, and we may kill you all. And obviously, when they killed the Mullah, they knew they would make them dig in. Obviously, when you tell the Iranians total unconditional, that means we're going to fight to the death. Israel's giving Trump intel to make him do something to force a full commitment to total war, which doesn't just give Israel greater Israel. It ends up derailing America. We go bankrupt to BlackRock and the Rothschilds, which is what they want. That's the larger goal is COVID 2.0. So Trump says this, a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. However, now that we have a complete and total regime change, you killed the leaders and they're fighting back harder? That's delusional too. It's not a regime change. It's the same ideology. That's not true. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. However, now that we have complete and total regime change, where different, smarter, and less radicalized minds prevail, maybe something revolutionary and wonderful can happen. Who knows? We will find out tonight. One of the most important moments in the long and complex history of the world. 47 years of extortion, corruption, and death will finally end. God bless the great people of Iran that you're going to hit all their infrastructure and who now are unified behind you, against you. and are unified behind the mullahs doing human shields. But he put that out, and then the United States and Israel started bombing all the targets many, many, many hours before the deadline. Total treachery, but Israel started it, and we follow like a good little doggy. Here's Trump years ago. The United States has spent $8 trillion fighting and policing the Middle East. Thousands of our great soldiers have died and been badly wounded. Millions of people have died on the other side. Going into the Middle East is the worst decision ever made. And then meanwhile, put it back up, Israel has a countdown clock to 8 o'clock tonight, Eastern, but that was all just a big joke. Because the attack's already begun. And they're all smiling. It's just so much fun to be doing this. So let me show you the definitions. And they're all basically the same. In Webster and everywhere else. Overhead shot, please. Now you just saw what Trump said. This is, he did an even better definition than him. So short, so simple, so real. Genocide is legally defined as acts committed with the intent to destroy in whole or in part a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group as such, punishable by death under the Geneva Convention. Genocide, here's one from Merriam-Webster. The deliberate and systematic destruction of a racial, political, or cultural group. Okay. Here's another one. This is the United Nations definition that we're signatory to. Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide. Article 2. In the present convention, genocide means any of the following acts committed with intent to destroy in whole and in part a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group as such. Killing members of a group. Causing serious bodily or mental harm to members of the group. Deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about the physical destruction and whole and in part. Ethnic cleansing. What is all this? Imposing measures intended to prevent births within the group. Forcibly transferring children of the group to another group. And it goes on from page after page. What Trump said and what Trump did, what's ongoing is the definition. He says a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back. That's like Last of the Mohicans, that's a composite of true stories, where the one native tribe that's finally almost wiped out the Mohicans, he has the final Mohican there with Russell Means, who was really, they demonized him, a smart guy, fan of the show, friend of mine. And there's that final battle scene, he says, finally the seed of the Mohicans die when I kill you. Cue up that battle scene, Last of the Mohicans, final fight. We'll come back with that. I'll take calls. Find it now. I'll play it right now because I want to go to calls. But, I mean, today your seed, your line, your people die. It's now breaking. Some military commanders may be preparing to defy unlawful orders to disobey the U.S. Constitution, according to retired Lieutenant General Mark Hertling, per MS Now. And see, I hate giving power to the left and them saying Trump's going to be legal stuff domestically, which he never did. It was all legal, but I call balls and strikes. And now here we are at that point. That's what Joe Kent did. He, highly decorated, patriot, Army Special Operations, CIA commando, wife died over there in Syria. He said, I'm quitting to get attention to this. I advise you privately. Now I'm doing this publicly. Change course now. Boy, I bet Trump listened to him 3 weeks ago because it just gets worse and worse and worse. Look up Hartling and see who he is. See what his background is. I don't know. That's really dangerous to start on following orders, too, with our enemies. This is bad, man, with the Chinese and Russians. This is like, whoa. And then if they'd use that to stage a coup and the left comes in, they're going to have a big purge. Oh, that's why they set this up. Israel's behind the whole thing. Iran is not the primary target. The Rothschilds, the globalists, the British Empire system they own and control has manipulated Netanyahu and Trump, I'm not giving him a pass, is what's happened, to bring us into COVID 2.0. And Trump bought into that, tried to pull out. He bought into this. This is a disaster. This will derail the country, kill the recovery, create a global depression. And it is a total trap. Former head of HUD. Catherine Austin Fitz says Iran war is COVID 2.0, Department of Treasury, meant to destabilize global economies, as Alex Jones said months ago and weeks ago. Go watch the report, Infowars.com. And download those reports. They get more powerful over time. Repost them. My show belongs to you. All this is free to air. It's always belonged to everybody. Remember that. Get constant emails. Can I post your stuff? We have contracts on there you can even download where it says you have the right to air anywhere you want. You own it. Non-exclusive license. All right, I'm going to come back and go to Jack, Chris, Dan, Chris, Mike, Sean, Lori, Troy, Jeff, and Edward. In quick succession, let me get this out of the way. If you don't support us, we won't be here. The products are insanely good. Anything I sell you really works and is really good for you, or it's really fun. The best knives at great prices, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, some of the best designs of t-shirts, ball caps, and more. Do your shopping at thealexjonesstore.com, and I don't own it. So when they shut down InfoWars, and I have announcements coming tomorrow on that, big ones, I don't own that. It funds the new network. They own it bigly. We need your support now. Now is a fundraiser. Now is the bat signal. Take action. I want to thank you all for your passport. We've come so far together. Now we're doing the most important work ever as things come to a head. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And listen, this is the biggest sale ever on this. Ultramethylene Blue, our medical grade, cleans out your mitochondria, skips the oxidation process in the cells, supercharges your whole body, stamina, energy, libido, your skin, everything. You're nuts if you don't take ours. J.P. Sears, big health nut, taking methylene blue, didn't really feel it. Ours, he felt great after he took it. He was kind of sick when he came in. He said, I barely came in here. God, I feel terrible the last few days. I don't know. I don't have a fever. I feel terrible. An hour later, he goes, I feel 80% better. And when the show was in, he goes, man, I feel better than when I was sick. Wow, this is incredible. And you get him to do a testimony on that because, you know, it's like Doc Chambers, who started using 2004 when he got blown up. He's a Special Forces colonel over in Iraq. And he learned it would grow back the sheath on the cells of the brain. So he had brain damage before it brought him back. He goes, this is better than any he'd ever took. That's how good it is. We have a deal running for just a few days. 72% off at cost, $16.79 when you subscribe. You can cancel any time. But it locks in at cost in perpetuity if you're a subscriber on Ultramethylene Blue. This is such an insane deal. TheAlexJonesStore.com. There's a bunch of other big deals there as well. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'm counting on you. Plus, the products are incredible. You're really missing out.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies? The delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.